Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, it's Zuko and Kayla from The Wake Up Call. Enjoy your podcast, but when you're done, don't forget about us. We have a radio show. We try to bring a smile to your face every morning.
We also talk to some of the hottest country stars of today, and we like to share some good news with That's What I Like.
Because Lord knows that's hard to find. When you're done podcasting your podcast, listen to us at 92.3 WCOL.
Set your preset on your radio right now, and don't forget you can listen to us online on the iHeartRadio app.
QAnon is the world's largest online political conspiracy movement. Followers believe someone codenamed Q is providing them with secret information from inside the White House. No one really knows the real identity of Q, though. We aim to change that. I'm Jake Hanrahan, and this is Q Clearance, a podcast series aimed at unmasking the true identity of Q. This is brought to you by iHeartRadio and Coup d'Etat Media. In this episode, we're going to be looking at the collapse of 8chan and how Q managed to end up probably hijacked. First, before we get into all of that, I want to take a look at something that's gotten QAnons a little bit riled up this last week. It's all to do with Hunter Biden, his former business partner Tony Bobulinski, and the fact he said he had a Q clearance security pass whilst being interviewed on Fox News. Now, with only a few days left before the election at the time of recording, I think it's particularly relevant to look into this, really tear it apart, just in case some of our listeners are Q curious and have heard of this story. There are two parts to this latest Q drama, so let me start at the beginning. So if you didn't already know, Hunter Biden, the son of presidential candidate Joe Biden, has been at the center of some controversy in the last 2 weeks. I won't go too deeply into the weeds on this, but the basics are this. Hunter Biden took one of his laptops into a shopping mall PC repair shop in Delaware. At the time, unfortunately, Hunter Biden was struggling with a drug problem, as was evident from the contents that leaked from the laptop. Scores of photos and some videos of Hunter Biden smoking from a crack pipe and having sex with various different women were all leaked after the laptop ended up in the wrong hands when Hunter never came to retrieve it. So the images were leaked onto the internet via a Chinese nationalist media organization that Steve Bannon helped to set up. If you forgot about Bannon, remember he's the former right-wing media executive that became Trump's chief strategist before being fired in August 2017. Bannon is known for his slick-backed, greasy hair, his conspiratorial propaganda outlet Breitbart, and his open admiration for the fascist philosopher Julius Evola. He also got arrested recently for allegedly defrauding MAGA donors who contributed to the We Build the Wall campaign. In many ways, Bannon fits very snugly into the QAnon universe. Anyway, Bannon's Chinese media outlet released a load of documents from the Hunter Biden laptop, as well as the embarrassing photos and videos I just mentioned. The Chinese media outlet claimed that the documents suggest Hunter Biden has been doing dodgy deals with China's authoritarian CCP regime. If this was true, it would obviously be a big deal, as Joe Biden is his dad. That close of a dodgy personal business connection to China for an American politician as high up as Joe Biden is obviously potentially very compromising, especially seeing as he's running to be the president of America. It's almost a perfect storm for QAnons if this was all true. Now, in the leaks, they also claimed that one of the women Hunter Biden filmed himself having sex with was a Chinese regime agent, and that one was also underage. Now, to be clear, no evidence whatsoever was given to substantiate this, but as you can imagine, QAnons ran wild with it. They decided that Hunter Biden had been trying to sell out the United States to China, who had hit Hunter Biden with a blackmail campaign via these alleged underage girls. QAnon basically immediately created a new conspiracy within a conspiracy to reaffirm their own beliefs that the Democrats are trying to destroy the United States. Now, to be fair here, if you haven't heard that much about this outside of QAnon and the various right-wing media outlets, I'm not that surprised. Let's be honest, if it was Ivanka, Trump's daughter, caught smoking a crack pipe and making sex tapes, I'm certain liberal media would run wild with it. The thing is, though, whilst QAnons say the mainstream media is ignoring it all because of the presidential campaign, there's another reason. There's just no solid evidence to show that any of this is as they say it is. Now, I'll be honest here, I don't give a shit about Ivanka, Trump, Hunter Biden, or his dad, Joe Biden. This is not a partisan issue. The plain truth is there is no evidence for this Chinese regime honey trap theory that the QAnons are running riot with. The only evidence we're seeing that confirms anything is that a rich kid with a drug problem and a famous politician for a dad is acting as you might expect. It's tragic, it's a mess, but I don't believe that the QAnon conspiracy behind all this has any weight to it. So anyway, as you can see now, the stage was set for them in this new drama in the QAnon universe. This is where Hunter Biden's ex-business partner Tony Bobulinski comes in. Let me just get to the point. Many QAnons this past week have been asking, is Tony Bobulinski Q? Why? Well, if you listen to this interview he did recently with Tucker Carlson, the doe-eyed right-wing TV personality from Fox News, you might understand why they're asking this. Have a listen.
I held a top secret clearance from the NSA and the DOE. I served this country for 4 years in one of the most elite environments in the world, Naval Nuclear Power Training Command. Remember, I'm the son of a naval officer. Was a naval officer myself. And because I held a Q clearance, which is the equivalent of a top secret clearance, we're audited every year. So
yes, he did just say, obviously I held a Q clearance. Bobulinski worked closely with Hunter Biden and is now being accused by Democrats of being some kind of Russian plant because he's speaking out against the Bidens. Now, I don't believe that this guy has anything to do with Russia, but like I said before, I also don't believe the right-wing media or the QAnon theories either. The whole thing is just an internal argument between these two people. Now, you might be wondering, what actually is a Q clearance? Well, as Bobulinski kind of explained, it's a very high-level security pass that gives members of the US government access to some very top-secret information. We call this podcast Q Clearance because, frankly, we're taking the piss. We're trying to clear out Q's nonsense and lies, and at the same time, it's kind of funny to think that someone would have a Q clearance and have nothing to show for it, like QAnon hasn't. Remember, all of the predictions have failed. None have come true. It's not part of the plan, not in my opinion. So let's answer the question. Is Bobulinski Q? Absolutely fucking not. He's not claiming to be Q either. Many people within the higher levels of US government have a Q clearance. It's not that unusual, and it's especially not unusual that a man working for the former vice president and his son would have such a clearance. Even so, QAnons believe that this is all part of the plan. Some think Bobulinski is Q. They've been on YouTube, they've been on 8kun asking this question, And others think that Bob Ulinski is just part of the extended QAnon universe. Believe it or not, despite the fact Q's long-awaited statements that the Democrats would all be getting locked up and thrown into prison and hanged right now, and they haven't been, QAnons still think everything is somehow on track. Anyway, that's that. Let's talk about 8chan and how that all fell apart, specifically for Paul Ferber. Now, remember last episode, we spoke in detail about Paul Ferber and the role we think he had initially in controlling the Q account. I think he was definitely in control of Q until a moment where it was hijacked. Frank Brennan, the founder of 8chan, agrees.
Paul ran the board Calm Before the Storm for quite a while until he alleges that basically Q was hijacked. And now it is not legit, but Paul is still like a conspiracy theorist and he still believes that the Q drops before a certain point were actually coming from a government insider, or at least that's what he says he believes publicly.
Now, before we go into the so-called hijack, keep this in mind. Paul Ferber, to this day, claims that whilst Q was posting exclusively on his 8chan board, Calm Before the Storm, it was all real. He says that he believes all the information Q posted, alleging deep government insider information, was legit. Remember, Paul was the guy that would clarify that Q was in fact Q when he posted using the trip codes on his board. Well, what if someone changed the trip codes and made a new board for Q? Paul could surely just say, no, this is the trip code Q used, it's all the same one, right? Well, not quite. Not if the admin of 8chan can confirm the new codes. Paul ran his own image board on 8chan, but he didn't run 8chan. That person, the admin, was obviously way above him in the hierarchy. He could see all the code, he could see behind the back door. Everything was there for him to look at. Paul didn't have that.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
It's the Breakfast Club, the world's most dangerous morning show.
Hey!
Angela Yee is kind of like the big sister that always pokes you in the forehead.
That's not how it goes?
That's not how anything goes.
Yemi's really like a robot. One of the best DJs ever.
Believe that.
Charlamagne is the wild card.
And I'm about to give somebody the credit they deserve for being stupid.
I know, that's right.
What is wrong with you?
Listen to The Breakfast Club weekday mornings from 6 to 10 on 106.7 The Beat. Columbus's real hip-hop and R&B.
Let's look at how a very sneaky sleight of hand comes into play then in 2018. To make sense of this, let me take you through an interesting set of Q drops from the 5th of January 2018. As with everything in the QAnon universe, it's confusing, a lot of it is a bit all over the place, but I will explain as we go. So, the first one we're looking at comes from Q at 18 minutes past 5 in the evening. Q, quote, One post today, no other platforms used, no comms privately with anyone, don't get lost. End quote. Bit weird. The next post comes and it's some nonsense asking why a guy called Hussein, I think maybe they're referring to Obama, asking why he's traveling the world, why he's making money and saying that the Patriots are in control, blah, blah, blah. Usual Q bullshit. Then the next post is where things get a bit weirder. Q, quote, test, code monkey, please log and confirm identity, end quote. CodeMonkey is the username of Ronald Arthur Watkins, the 8chan administrator. Remember, this guy was running things on 8chan when pedophiles would openly share images of child abuse with each other on the site. We are going to do a deep dive on the Watkins family and their relevance in all of this soon, but just keep that name in your head for now. So, essentially, that Q post I just mentioned saying about CodeMonkey is Q asking that the admin of 8chan confirm that he, Q, is in fact the real Q. Right, follow me on this. Next post. Q, quote, CodeMonkey, once identity validated, can you provide a secure board to post under your control to prevent future issues? IP/device kept the same for your verification. IP/trip secured at highest level. Big events coming. End quote. And then there's this. Q, quote, TRIP2N is fake. IP today is same as always and secured. If mods are stating otherwise, board is compromised. End quote. I think you can probably see what's going on here. I share the opinion with many other QAnon researchers that this is the moment two people were wrestling for control of the QAnon account. Someone was attempting to hijack it using the 8chan admin, Ron Watkins or CodeMonkey, to confirm that he was in fact the right person running it. Once that happened, a nod from the top admin of 8chan, the hijacker would be confirmed as if he was the original pilot of the plane, if you like, even though he wasn't. The pilot would have already been thrown out of the plane without any of the passengers seeing it by using this method. To be clear, what I think is happening here is Ron Watkins is stealing the QAnon account from Paul Ferber, requesting to himself through Q that he confirm it's real. Then Ron can just hop back onto his admin account and say to himself in the Q mask in front of everyone, yeah, it's Q, that's him. Then it's sealed. That Q, the one that Ron set up or hijacked from Paul, is seen to everyone else as the real Q. Meanwhile, I think Paul Ferber was on his Q account or also on the Q account trying to get confirmation that he was in fact the real Q, not realizing as it happened that his empire was being taken away from him essentially by his landlords. Ron came in like a Trojan horse. The 8chan admin hijacked QAnon away from Paul Ferber, the 8chan user. Let's have another look at some of the following Q drops from that incident where I think they're wrestling for control of the account. It continues. Now, this post is quoted from someone called the board owner. Now, I can't see the board it was on because 8chan is now shut down, but I think that was Paul Ferber basically saying no. Here's what he says, quote, not Q. Q's second trip has been cracked as I thought it might be. And then Q responds, quote, false. Did they get to you? Board compromised, end quote. Essentially, Q is turning on someone that was for a while, as I said in the last episode, considered the right-hand man of Q on 8chan. Q is turning around and saying, no, they've got to you as well. This board, calm before the storm, is now compromised. Then there's some other cryptic post from Q that says test device 1_end_. Fuck knows what that means. I guess it's some kind of fake code that they're putting out there. And then here is what is basically the nail in Paul Ferber's QAnon coffin, if you like. Q, quote, there will be no further posts on this board under this ID. This will verify the trip is safeguarded in our control. This will verify this board is compromised. God bless each and every one of you. Fight, fight, fight. End quote. Now, after this incident, Paul Ferber was going around saying this is not the real Q. It's an imposter. Someone has taken over the account. Some people listened to him, most didn't. Now, the problem for him at this stage is if he turns around and says, well, I know that this isn't the real Q because I was the one behind it, it's been taken from me, his whole thing falls apart, everything is exposed as bullshit, as a lie, he's seen as a liar, all of his notoriety vanishes. There was nothing he could do about the trip codes either, Frederick Brennan explains.
It makes sense that he started Q, and because of the way 8chan works, though, he has no way he could prove that, because if they make it so that the trip code no longer, you know, equals what it did before, he can't prove it, you know.
So there, the trip codes could be changed by the admin, confirmed by the admin. Paul Ferber is fucked. He'd lost all control, or at least that's what I think. And I think the case I've put across here is quite solid. One question I think we really have to ask here of Paul Ferber as well is, where did Q go? Paul says that after the hijacking that all the Q posts were fraudulent. So where did the original one go if it wasn't him? Well, Paul won't speak to us here at Q Clearance, but something that might give us a clue is Big Dick Anon. Yeah, that's right, I said Big Dick Anon. That's the name of another insider Anon that is essentially a complete clone of QAnon. And funnily enough, the only person that's really championing and spreading the information of Big Dick Anon is Paul Ferber. Almost as if he wanted a QAnon all for himself, and he found this new one. Originally, Big Dick Anon was known as Ghost Anon. Paul first posted about it on his Twitter in a thread in October 2019. Here's what he said. Quote, Ghost Anon lifts the veil on current affairs. Hashtag Ghost Anon. Some Anon on 4chan has been dropping highly classified information since early September. He's also predicted some things which will ultimately verify he is who he says he is, a ghost operator who flits between various departments doing stuff they can or won't. End quote. Actually, he didn't put departments, he wrote depths, D-E-P-T-S, shortened it. Much like Q shortens things, maybe a coincidence, I don't know. Anyway, here's what else Paul has to say about Big Dick Anon. Quote, I have now carefully read all of the threads. He's posted many and his replies to others, and I believe him. If he's a LARP, live action roleplay, which is essentially people saying it's all a game messing around, he's the most magnificent one I've ever seen. Even so, bear in mind, this is an anonymous user on 4chan who can predict the future. End quote. Then Paul starts posting the messages from Big Dick Anon, honestly, as if they were just coming from him. He doesn't say this is what the guy said or this is what the post is. He just puts it out there. See what I mean here? Quote, Seth Rich was shot twice by two MS-13 assassins. He died in hospital after being poisoned under the thumbnail by one Benjamin Rothstein. Rothstein also poisoned Epstein. BR currently resides in a barrel under the Saudi desert. JP paid $6 million for the hit. Hashtag Ghost Anon. End quote. Now, I think one of two things is happening here. Either there's a 4chan user copying the QAnon style of writing and putting out all these crazy conspiracy theories, and Paul Ferber has found it, is so naive that he's fallen for it or just wants it to be real, so he has a hand in QAnon again and he's posting it on his Twitter. Or Paul Ferber has come up with this himself. He's making it all up, like I think he did with QAnon. You can decide for yourself. Just as a side note, this Ghost Anon Paul Ferber is talking about eventually renamed himself as Big Dick Anon. He started calling himself that on 4chan. And Paul Ferber is putting this out, still saying it's not a joke. So, after QAnon likely came under control of Ron Watkins, the 8chan admin, and his dad, Jim Watkins, the 8chan owner, QAnon's infamy went up and up. 8chan was the QAnon battleground, and hundreds of thousands of users were flocking to the site every day to check the new Q drops. That is until August 2019, when 8chan was shut down. That's around the time the El Paso shooter posted his manifesto on 8chan before heading out to murder 23 people in cold blood. This was the third time 8chan was directly linked to a mass shooting. Before El Paso, the New Zealand white supremacist terrorist used 8chan for his manifesto and posted links to a live stream of his brutal attack. There was also a manifesto posted by a man who led a deadly shooting at a synagogue in California. Enough was enough. 8chan service provider Cloudflare terminated their contract and took down the servers. Without 8chan, there was no Q. Without Q, there was no plan. With no plan, the QAnon followers had nowhere to go. They were set adrift once again. Join us in the next episode as we take a deep dive into the Watkins family and the new home they created for Q, 8kun. Q Clearance is brought to you by iHeartRadio and Coup d'Etat Media. I'm Jake Hanrahan. You can find me online at Jake_Hanrahan. That's H-A-N-R-A-H-A-N. This episode was produced by myself with fact-checking by Sarah Hightower. The music is by Sam Black and the sound levels were mixed by Thomas Griffin at Splicing Block.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.